Today, the military is resuming an annual mission on the Colony Glacier, where an Air Force plane crashed 65 years ago, killing the dozens of service members on board. The plane was found during the initial search, but body recovery was deemed to be too dangerous, and the plane and its contents soon disappeared beneath the snow and ice. For decades after, nobody knew what had happened to the plane. The remains were buried, undiscovered, until an Alaska National Guard crew spotted the wreckage during a training mission in 2012. And since then, there's been a yearly recovery effort. Major Stephen McGinnis is the officer in charge of coordinating logistics for this year's mission.
Specifically, what we're doing here on the glacier is obviously recovery. So primary focus is the safety of our team. Second would be repatriation of remains. And then third would be the being good stewards of the environment. So as best we can, cleaning up the pieces and parts of the wreckage that does present itself up on the glacier.
The operation is as unique as it is challenging, involving cooperation between an array of military teams, including daily helicopter transports from the National Guard to guidance from Air Force morticians based out of Delaware. After decades in the shifting landscape, many of the service members can be identified only through small amounts of organic matter and bone fragments tested for DNA matches. McGinnis says the length of the operation will be determined by how weather and the movements of the glacial terrain affect recovery efforts.
We're up to 37 members that have been identified, a total of 52 personnel total. So there's still 15 that are left unidentified.
Earlier this season, searchers also spotted a large section of plane debris on an upper section of the glacier, which could extend the operation by a few more years. The mission's window is short, lasting just about a month, but there's also a no-fly zone set up around the recovery site, lasting from May all the way through October. That's in part to keep away sightseeing aircraft and potential boaters after an incident earlier this spring. McGinnis says it happened while the National Guard was conducting a training flight over the popular Lake George area.
There was actually some folks that were down on the glacier. They were doing some sort of filming. We had heard it was a reality show, but don't know the exact specifics of it. Really, for us, that kind of was a bit of a red flag. Like, they may not have understood that that's what we consider to be hallowed ground with the remains of U.S. service members in that area.
The operation on Colony Glacier is set to last through June 30th.